license applications, and I know that's been something that people have been interested in. As we've gone through this latest round in Linn County and Greene County, I think we made it pretty clear that as we got past that, that you would hear something from the commission about what our thoughts are into the future, as has been done with past commissions. And so this is the time that we'll give you some thoughts about the future. Personally, and these will be my comments, but personally, where the first thing I would start by indicating that I'm not a real believer in a moratorium being issued by the commission. And as such, I wouldn't propose one, nor would I support one. I believe that is kind of a false way for the commission to act. It doesn't really carry much weight. We could come in at the next meeting and repeal it. And quite frankly, I don't think it would be serving the people of Iowa very well if we did that. While we can have a pretty good indication of what the future looks like today, we don't know what the future will be 6 months from now, let alone a more significant time period. With that said, obviously, we went through two studies that were commissioned by the commission, as well as several other private studies. And I think it's pretty clear from those studies that the market in Iowa is pretty saturated. As we look about the future in the short term, we essentially are going to have three new facilities coming online, with Hard Rock opening in Sioux City tomorrow, with Greene County roughly a year out, and then, as we've heard, with Davenport on a new land-based casino following that up. So on top of having studies indicate saturation of the market, we have these new facilities coming online, and I think most of us believe we ought to let those get up and running before we would ever consider any new license applications. And so with that said, at least as far as I am concerned for the remainder of my term on the commission, which is approximately 3 years, I really have very little desire to consider any new license applications within that period of time. However, as I said, it's hard for us to predict the future, and I believe we need to at least keep open the possibility of changing conditions. I believe they would have to be fairly unique and significant change in conditions to change my opinion for the remainder of my term. And I'm not sure I can sit here today and tell you what those unique set of circumstances might be that would put me in a position to want to consider any applications. But I can certainly think of a couple, such as a change in the law, which has been discussed before. And obviously, if the legislature and the governor decide to make any changes, we will obviously, as a commission, take that into account. We could see something happening that may change our view, such as changes in other states in the competitive environment. I think a lot of you know that Nebraska is considering making some changes. I don't know that that would necessarily change my thinking about new applications for the next 3 years, but that's simply an example of some things that might convince me to take another look. I want to be very clear, I am encouraging no one to submit an application, and I want to keep that fairly narrow, and I do believe, because as I sit here today, I simply don't see a set of circumstances that's likely to change my mind over the next 3 years, particularly with these new facilities coming on board over the next few years. So that would be my comment. Hopefully that provides at least some guidance to anybody who may be out there thinking about things. And there's certainly before they spend millions of dollars, they're certainly welcome to pick up the phone and call me if they would like me to elaborate on my particular position. But that is kind of my statement of how I feel about the next 3-year period. So with that, I guess I would open it up to other commissioners to weigh in on their thoughts about the future.
Well, my thoughts would be along the same lines as yours, Mr. Chairman. I said I think we need to give these facilities coming online a chance to get up and running, and then to see if, you know, Iowa is saturated, the market is. And so I would concur with your remarks. And like you said, my phone line is always open. You can give me a ring and we can visit about it. Thank you.
Other comments?
I do think that we need to keep an open mind on all this, because circumstances change, environment changes, the economy changes. So I wouldn't want to say outright no to anyone, because I think they have that right, and that's their privilege to do what their community and their environment entices them to do. So I always want to keep an open mind. I too believe that we need to look at the new casinos that are going up and see how they function, see if it is really a true saturation or if it's just moving from one area to the other. So I would be very concur with most of Chairman Lamberti's remarks, because I think we do have to look at all of those things. But I do think we have to keep open minds to whatever comes before us, because that's our duty to look at that. That's our charge as a commission, to look at each and everything on its own merit. And I truly believe in that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Others?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My thoughts, firstly, is I go back to Mark and what they say, the gaming in the state of Iowa is saturated. I concur with your remarks totally, Mr. Chairman, that I think we need to look at the new facilities once they get going and see what the market is at that time. I think, like everyone says, everything does change, and so I think we need to just sit back a while and see how things go. You look across the country and you do see other casinos closing. And with Nebraska and everything, I think we just need to sit and wait and see how the market is going at that time. We don't know what the future will bring, so we just have to wait and see.
Thank you.
I waited to last because I can say yes, they all said the right thing, and I certainly agree with all of it. I think many of you know my position on it. I think our chairman is correct, and we just can't say no, because the law really says that people have the opportunity at least to make the effort, and that's our job to evaluate that, and I think we should maintain that. However, I think it's been pointed out we don't encourage it at this point under the present situations. Of course, things can change, and we all understand that, and so I would certainly agree with that. I think my main concern, and has always been through this process, is the effect it has on existing operations. In Iowa at this point, most any, as I can see it, and I may be incorrect, is going to affect other casinos in the state. And for those that have made the investment and then to dilute them significantly, and I say significantly because I think all will have some effect, I just can't buy that. So at this point, I think we need to, as everyone has said, and I agree, that we need to see how the new ones do. I think they will all be successful. I feel very positive about it. I said to our Greene County people, although they know that I didn't vote in favor of it, but now that the vote has been taken, We're like any other board or commission should be. We're all here to help you be successful. And so we're not talking about you now, but we are talking about the in the future. And again, the fact that we did have the study done, and it does show a real concern about doing too much more in this state, I think it's something we need to really take into account and be aware of. But I think all of us are very pleased and proud of the operations we have in this state. We have a few things like stipulations, but these are really far and few between when you think of all the people that come in and out of your operations and the number of problems that we have. It's just very, very minimal, and I congratulate all of you for really running what I would consider a tight ship. Now, what did I say? Does anyone know how feel? Anyway, I agree. I agree with you all that.
Thank you. I appreciate all of your comments on that.